Early in the morning, as the sky grows pink in the east, one can hear the sounds of cattle lowing. They are coming up the lane to be milked, and occasionally one brought a newborn calf. The sounds of a cock's crow, the cluck of the turkey's quest for insects, gave evidence that the farm day was beginning. Calm sounds, sounds that seem to assure us that all is well. The occasional sound of milk buckets, milk cans, being set down on a concrete floor. The voices of the farmers calling family members to get the first barn full of cows into the barn for milking. Toward the end of the milking, an hour and a half or 2 hours later, we could hear the sounds of tractors and heavy work trucks starting. They would take the feed out and put it in the bunkers. Each sound told the listener what was happening on the neighboring farm. Some of the teens would rush off to start their paper routes, while others remained back to wash down the barn and clean the milking machine. As one who carried the paper, I headed for my paper station, which was on Main Street. We had a few minutes of pleasant conversation with the three other carriers. Your papers got folded, and you put them in your paper bag and headed out. We rode bicycles. Most of the routes were 6 to 9, maybe 11 miles in length. So it took us a little over an hour before we would get back home for breakfast or school. By the time we came off the route and again passed through town, it was beginning to wake up. Folks were going to the post office. The school buses were taking the kids to school. The sounds of vehicles, people talking, and even outside could be heard everywhere. But with all the activity, it seems it still was quiet. You could hear the occasional freight train crossing the bridge in Tempe, or the clackety-clack of a driver crossing the wooden bridge at Scottsdale Road in the Arizona Canal. Sounds really carried. Later in the morning, if you were in downtown Scottsdale, you could hear some of Cavalier's workers down at the blacksmith shop shaping hot metal from the forge, or the sound of metal being hitting a hard surface as it was moved from outside into the shop for future jobs. The adobe walls absorb most of the noise, but still the smoke and the sound of the blacksmith shop made its location south of town desirable. Scotty's blacksmith, the other blacksmith in town, over on Scottsdale Road, was smaller. The folks tolerated both of these enterprises well because they were important to us. You could hear a small plane overhead as it traveled from horizon to horizon. If a dog barked or chased a cat on the next block, you could hear it. You knew when the restaurant emptied their garbage, you could hear them put the garbage can back on. You were aware of people going in and out of stores because you could hear the door closing. Much of these early years were very quiet. We enjoyed it. Anything that broke the quiet made us all aware of what was happening.